This is a definition for patient. Latasha Gibbs, L A T like Tom, A S H A G I B B S. Latasha Gibbs, the date of birth is 2/4/87. Date of accident is 8/18/2024. Date of service 11/18/2024. The patient presents to advanced pain care. Self-referred by herself, self-referred. Chief complaints are that she was involved in an automobile accident. In a head-on collision, chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, left shoulder, upper back, mid-back, pain in the left knee, with shooting pain to the left arm and left leg, constantly, dizziness, headaches. With nausea and vomiting and other TBI symptoms. The history of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and was restrained at around 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on 8/18/2024. The driver was her neighbor and her name was Portia Napier, who is not being seen here today. Only Latasha Gibbs is here. She was traveling in a Lincoln truck on McNichols and John C. Lodge Freeway. And another driver was driving an Impala car at over 60-70 miles an hour speed, was cutting across due to a brake failure, and he ran a red light and was involved in a head-on collision to them. So their car was involved in a head-on collision, and the speed was probably 60 to 70 miles an hour. Airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came on the scene. Ambulance came on the scene. The patient could not make to the emergency room, was not taken by the emergency room, as she had three little kids to take care of and was unable to find babysitter at the time of accident. Who were at home alone. The damage is reported as follows. The patient says that there is an injury to her Lincoln head to. She had to be cut out of the vehicle. Car is completely total. She do not know the exact extent of the damage. No pictures are taken. And she had a vomiting at the time of accident. Regarding the injuries, she reported that she hit an airbag very hard on the side, but main airbag in the front did not open. She was being pushed sideways. She injured her left shoulder by hitting into the window. Left knee was injured by hitting into the door. Patient report that although she did not go to the emergency room, but she went to a urgent care in Southfield. Next day, although no x-rays was done, but pain shots were given, Toradol. She was referred to other providers. Medications were provided. And she has seen chiropractor for 10 visits, which is not helping her. Physical therapy, she has done 6 visits, which has not helped her. And she is doing cold treatment and counseling at US Rehab. is here for expert care and advice. History of presenting illness is as follows. The patient is reporting headaches which are located in the front, the back, the right temple, left temple, as well as the vertex. They are severe and constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. There are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Associated with nausea, there was a 1 vomiting at the time of accident. Sorry, 3 vomiting. Then she went to Sinai Grace Hospital and she was dizzy at the time. She is not sure about the CT scan or MRI that might have been done, but that was after the accident. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient is reporting dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event, and nausea. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. The patient denies any vertigo, seizures. She denies any loss of balance, disorientation, denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, denies any spots in the vision, blurred vision, or loss of vision field, or any loss of consciousness. She denies any febrile anesthesia, sleep disturbance. She denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. She doesn't have fatigue, weakness, and she reports of numbness and tingling of the left leg and left arm involving all the fingers. She can walk, but walking is slightly painful due to the pain in the left knee. She can sit in constant pain for half an hour. Standing is also quite painful. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is reporting pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, all in the midline as well as towards the left side. She also has severe pain in the left shoulder, which is 7 to 8, and patient can do 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion most of the time without pain. Beyond 100 degrees, she has extreme pain. There is a shooting pain from the neck to the left arm, front and back, involving all the fingers and thumb, almost constantly. The neck hurts the worst. Neck pain is around 9 to 10, and mid-back, upper back, and lower back pain is 9. Lower back pain is reported across, as well as shooting down to the left leg posteriorly up to the ankle, which is all the time, daily. Pain in the left knee is described to be 6, which is constant and causing her difficulty in walking and painful walk. All of these pains are continuous and they are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and tender. Pain level is varying from 6 to 10 and the pain is affecting the ADLs 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved with nothing. There were prior investigation, do not report any x-rays, MRI, or CT scan so far. Past treatment has been discussed already. Kindly review the records for the system review, surgical history, the allergies is to penicillin and Bactrim, family history, and relationship status. She is a phlebotomist, draws blood at biotech and in laboratory. Employment status, legal status, and personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 168 over 132, pulse 100, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'5", the weight is 117. This is a 37-year-old African-American female of a good breath, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus or jaundice, clavicle, sitting comfortably, but she is in acute distress and severe pain phases. And the patient is otherwise well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, well-dressed, hygiene is good. She is walking with a limping on the left knee, And although she's mobile independent, not using any cane or any other devices at this time. She appears moderately anxious, but not lethargic. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template. Neurological examination and is normal. Musculature examination is as follows. The patient has an extreme spasm of the left-sided trapezius, left-sided quadratus lumborum, and also paravertebral muscles from C2 to L5. L5S1 bilaterally, more to the left side with hypotonicity. Tenderness and spasm in the left shoulder is also noticed. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is present from C4, 5, 6, 7, and T1. As well as L4-5 and S1, bilateral SI joint. Range of motions. Well, there are some trigger points noticed in the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum, as well as in the paravertebral muscle. Almost 3 to 4 are the trigger point with a tenderness that is reproducible. Range of motion, the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, and bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, the patient has negative Hoffman sign, but positive Sperling sign, positive Lermit test, distraction test is positive, but Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test negative, Slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test positive, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. Brigger test negative. Davinsky sign is negative. In SI joints, we find that bilateral fever test is positive. Bilateral consonant test is positive. But standing flexion test is negative. Ealing compression test is positive. Distraction test is negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities, except for the left shoulder and the left knee, most of the other extremities, including the right upper extremity and both, and the right lower extremity is completely normal. Only issue is at the left shoulder and left knee. They are described as follows. Left shoulder on inspection reveals normally appearing shoulder, with no swelling, contingent bleeding, laceration, or fractures or dislocations. And on palpation, there are no specific tender points. In range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which patient experience severe pain. Passive motion is completely normal with no no crepitus or any grinding noise. Muscle strength of the left upper extremity is 4/5. Special tests for rotator cuff injury are conducted, and we find Hawken Kennedy test was positive. For the left shoulder, speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Empty beer can test is positive. Distally, the wrist examination and hand examination did not reveal any positive carpal tunnel testing. The Prinzmann sign, Phelan sign is negative. The grip is normal and there was no other deficit. Examination of the left knee reveals On inspection, no scar, erythema or effusion. On palpation, we find peripetalar tenderness with swelling and feels warm, and some crepitus is heard on the moving the knee. Range of motion is limited to 125 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are tender, especially the medial collateral, and lateral collateral is normal. Motor power normal. Valgus varus abnormality. Absent anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. General VS 9.2 SF3. R26.89, G89.21, R531, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Pain in the left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. S33.5, XXA. SI joint, M46.1. Plan of care for Latasha Gibbs is from the template. Treatment plan for Latasha Gibbs is as follows. Patient is ordered medications which are Mobic, 7.5 mg 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg 2 times a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches. And radiculopathic furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. She is also provided in Norco 7.5 mg 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Voltaren gel is also added, 3%, 100 gram for to be used PRN for the painful areas. EME, back brace is provided for healing, tension unit for muscle spasm, and cane for walking safely due to the TBI. Patient is also ordered a physical therapy. Three times a week, focusing on the area of injury, which is neck, mid back, lower back, the left trapezius, left shoulder, and the left knee, SI joints for further help with healing. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. And referral to psychiatry. Yes, home exercise, language, fitness, collaboration. Review of the available MRI and imaging records as well as the past records. Here as follows. We have a record from a chiropractic exam where the history is identical. In the injury, it is described that she was a passenger in the front seat of the car that was turning left while another car ran a red light due to brake failure and hit the front right of the car she was in. She does not remember much from the accident, but was told that her body shifted left and right and she may have hit her head. He actually went to urgent care the following day and saw her primary care physician, who referred her to pain management and physical therapy. Although she has done 10 visits of chiropractic and 6 visits of physical therapy, no relief has been obtained. The patient suffers from few past medical illnesses, which is insulin resistance, Raynaud's disease without gangrene, obesity, acute bronchitis, chest pain, palpitations, syncope, diabetes, essential hypertension, generalized anxiety disorder, history of depression. Medications, she is taking albuterol, 90 microgram saturation. Interventional pain procedures. We recommend trigger point injection to the left shoulder, rotator cuff region, as well as left knee intra-articular, toradol injections also. Investigations, we are going to order investigation on the next visits. DME is discussed already. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.